the best, and that's exactly what the NWFL women's competition last weekend saw. Wynyard become the best team in the competition. We might have a bit of a chat about that. We've got some under-18s and week one of the NWFL finals to discuss with our man who's just standing by, Kim Miles. Good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning to you, Lee.
Yes, it was a good performance by the girls, and finally we see Wynyard taste success in the NWFL women's competition last weekend.
Yeah, look, and team coach Richard Douglas would have been rightly, well, immensely proud of his team's effort. With their win over Latrobe by 33 points. Stars of the show were skipper Sandy Loring, vice-captain Abby Hoiberg-Cox, Jess Whelan, Ashanti Jackson and Emma Humphreys. They were just a few of the star performers in a side really devoid of passengers. But it was a tremendous spectacle by both sides there, Lee, Wynyard and Latrobe. So well done to the ladies.
And it's nice to see the local paper get behind the girls, splash right on the front page of the paper early in the week, which is great for women's football, isn't it?
Fantastic, mate.
All right, we've got some of the best junior football talent on display in Penguins Dial Park tonight because we've got the NWFL under-18s.
Yeah, we have. Devonport and Burnie will start proceedings in the second semi-final clash commencing at 5:30. The Magpies have been successful in their two encounters thus far and should again have the Dockers measure and proceed, I would think, to the grand final. And in the first semi-final between Central Coast Cousins, Penguin and Ulverston, commencing at 7:30, immediately after the Devonport Dockers clash, I'm selecting Penguin on their home turf to come away with the spoils and book a spot in the preliminary final next week.
It's a wonderful sporting complex, the Dial Park in Penguin, so get along and support the upcoming players of the future in the NWFL under-18s finals, getting underway, as you pointed out there, Kim, this afternoon. All right, it's week one of the NWFL finals tomorrow, and we've got another game on Sunday, so we might look at the side that finished on top of the table with all the wins, no losses. Brent Plant's side, and as he'd say, it all starts again now, doesn't it? Latrobe Recreation Ground from 2:30 as his Burnie Dockers take on the Wynyard Cats, who played, incidentally, last weekend.
Yes, and the Burnie coach, Brett Plant, and his fellow selectors, they've opted for one change in their lineup that defeated Wynyard last weekend. The Dockers omitted key defender Josh Holland, who has been plagued by injuries of recent times, and returned Josh Murray, who has recovered from an ankle injury. Wynyard have also made just one change, recalling midfielder Billy Sharman, who was a late withdrawal last week, and he replaces Alan Tuxworth, who has sustained a finger injury. The Dockers got up by a comfortable 49 points against the Cats last week, with both sides acutely aware that victory will take them straight to the grand final, Lee. Burnie follower Tyrone Morrison was excellent last start, and his deft ruckwork provided countless opportunities for their star-studded midfield, including Bailey Bogue, Maverick Weller, Nick Walters and Dylan Smith, who is enjoying arguably his best season in his career. If conditions are heavy, Sam Douglas will play a pivotal role in the stoppages, with on-ballers Zane Murphy, Sam Cowfell, Billy Sharman, Zach Smith, all adept in inclement weather. It is hard to select against the Dockers, given the overall strength and quality in their team, and I think they'll continue with their winning formula and book a place in their third consecutive grand final, Lee.
Okay, so you reckon Burnie to defeat Wynyard at the Latrobe Recreation Ground tomorrow. That game kicks off at 2:30. And starting at 2:30 on Sunday at the same grounds, we have the Devonport Magpies taking on the Penguin Two Blues on Sunday. This is semi-final number one.
It is, and Devonport, who finished the season in third place, should have another spirited contest with Penguin, who they defeated by just 3 points last time they met at the Devonport Oval. The Magpies have regained on-baller Jack Forster, who will definitely take his place in the side, but have yet to divulge the player who will miss out in the cutthroat first semi. Penguin have regained former Circular head coach Matt Elliott, who sustained a finger injury a fortnight ago, but he got through training this week. With the unlucky Two Blues player to miss out is Jordan Wood, who was named as an emergency. The Devonport back six, led by the experienced Ben Blacklow and coach Kurt Byard, have been rock solid all year and will again be challenged to contain Penguin forwards Matt Elliott, Clinton French, Chris McDonald and the enigmatic Jack Templeton. The Two Blues went extremely close to defeating Devonport in their last match, and with Magpie stars Aaron McNabb, Logan Bissett and Hayden Reid still confined to the sidelines, I'm selecting Penguin to sneak home in yet another hard-fought contest between these two sides.
Okay, so good luck to all sides playing over the weekends, Burnie and Wynyard. That'll be played tomorrow at 2:30. And on Sunday, Devonport and Penguin at La Trobe Recreation Ground. And just polishing off, we'd just like to pay a tribute to a good, well-known personality to see here on the Northwest Coast, Noel McCarthy, who passed away during the week.
Yes, and as I said off air, Noel is one guy, I've never heard one person say a bad word against him. Played with Cooey, as we all know, and even tried his hand at coaching with City in the WTFA many years ago. I served on the Burnie Hawks board with him in my role as chairman of selectors. He was a great guy, and you could always have a decent conversation with him. He was very, very knowledgeable about the game.
He was always happy to see you, wasn't he?
He certainly was, mate.
So our thoughts go out to family and friends of Noel McCarthy, great icon of Burnie and also the North West Coast. May he rest in peace. But it was sad also hearing the passing of Dean Jones as well, just 59 from a heart attack, wasn't it?
Certainly was. One of Australia's greatest ever cricketers, and 59, far too young, Lee.